this year has been one of those ones that will go down as unique in the world. But amongst the terrible news, the fluctuating numbers and the lockdown, small sprouts of creative flowers have broken through the surface and delivered sunny, positive moments of wonder and delight.
Wow. Beautiful metaphor.
Thank you.
Mick, you should write poetry.
Thanks, I'll try. Well, one such moment has been the appearance of Wilson's Prom. They're a duo comprising of two friends and awesome musicians, Merpire and Fields, aka Rhiannon and James. Their friendship and lockdown time in Melbourne bore fruit with an EP of songs that feel warm, uplifting, despite our times, and has a really perfect description of diving into a world within a high school dream state of teenage love and hopeful hopelessness.
Hello.
Yay!
We've got Merpire and Fields from Wilson's Prom on the line from Melbourne. How are you going? How's the day going?
We're pretty great. There's a bit of a storm rolling in now, or actually it could be our five housemates, even though we told them we're about to have this interview. You never know what they're going to end up doing right outside the door. So apologies if you hear anything.
Some sort of athletics or something.
All good. Well, firstly, we've had some fun with your name of your band last week. I admittedly didn't realise, because I was, you know, didn't read the website properly, that you actually named the band after an idea, like a concept around a high school prom night set in the 50s, and each track dives into the perspective of a different character. Here I was thinking it was based somehow around the place, Wilson's Promontory, but it's such a beautiful idea for a name. How did you wind your way into that?
Yeah, we did actually visit Wilson's Prom, the place. So the name definitely started there. But yeah, I guess we took the word prom instead of promontory. We took the promenade version of which I actually didn't know a high school prom was short for promenade.
Oh my god,
I didn't know that either.
I think we just learned
but
something today.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard prom and I immediately thought cheesy American rom com, but I didn't know it was
great.
Short for
that's
promenade.
Exactly what we wanted you to think.
But I mean, I love a concept album, and the way you've tied it all together is so great.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate you getting into it.
You two, obviously, well, I think you're living together right now or sharing a share house together, but how long have you two known each other, and when did it sort of all begin?
We moved down from Sydney about 3 years ago now.
Yep.
And we knew mutual friends and met in Sydney at a show earlier that year before she moved down, and then when she came down we kind of hung out and kind of immediately started writing actually, and yeah, kind of hit it off and have been working together both writing and production wise ever since.
Why,
which is pretty great.
Why the move to Melbourne? I'm curious, was it, do you think there's a better scene there, or was it kind of something drew you to Melbourne in particular when it comes to music?
Yeah, I mean, a bit touchy considering what I'm talking to the fabulous 2SER from Sydney. I guess it was just a personal time in my life where I wasn't feeling especially inspired by the life that I'd built. Like everything was fine, it was comfortable, but I needed a big shift, I think. And so I had a few friends from Melbourne that were saying, you know, you got to come to Melbourne. Music scene's incredible. You'll fit right in. So I thought now's a better time than ever. And yeah, I don't regret it. I think it was just one of those lucky situations where everything kind of fell together pretty quickly in meeting James and forming a band, which I still play with the same band now, 3 years on.
Amazing.
Yeah, it definitely felt like a meant to be kind of situation.
I love that. As we were saying, that this idea of basing it around a prom, and I was wondering what you guys, your high school years were like. Did you sort of take anything from your experience in high school and tie it into these songs?
That's a great question, actually. I haven't been asked that yet.
I think personally, probably not. I think, I don't know if I speak on behalf of Ree as well, but the Wilson's Prom thing was kind of like movies that we'd seen over in America or whatever, and it was this idea of something that we didn't really know much about. And that allowed us to kind of be creative with it and make it kind of fictional and like what we thought it might be like. So it was kind of fun to explore in that way. What about you, Merps?
Yeah, definitely. Theme wise, I think the troubles the characters face have definitely been something I've gone through, that we all go through, I guess, in our teenage years of discovering, I mean, not even teenage, I'm still discovering who I am today.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I feel like coming of age is never ending.
Yeah.
Of course, Merpire, also known as Rhiannon, also known as founder of Isolade, it's sort of remiss that I have to ask you, because it's been a juggernaut of Isolade this year. It's been an amazing journey for you and everyone around it. 35 weeks, of course, must have been a bit of a blur, and then to also bring out new music in the middle of that, how's it all been? Like, how have you sort of kept on above water?
Yeah, well, actually, I can't take credit for its continuation. I was there as a co-founder with M Ullman and Shannon in the first few weeks, and then I stepped away after about 5 weeks, I think.
Oh, okay.
Because of that very reason of that, I was finishing an album as Merpire and starting Wilson's Prom. I kind of did that thing where I put way too much on my plate and got quite run down and had to kind of realign my values and work out, you know, how much of myself could I give to all these projects that I was taking on.
Sure.
I guess with the album almost finished, it made sense to just really focus on the Merpire stuff. And yeah, I guess it was a difficult decision, you know, being the reason that it was such an incredible thing to be a part of, to create for the Australian community, but at the same time, Emily and Shannon and Sevi, who does the artwork, and everybody involved is so capable. It was, you know, they kind of, they were really kind and understanding that that I had to take a step back. But it's been, so incredible that they've kept it going for so long. They work so hard for Australian music community.
Yeah, it's been a beacon of light in 2020. All the way from the very beginning, and the fact that it's still going. And it was a special Australian T-shirt edition on Friday, if anyone didn't catch it. But you can always go up and check out isolatefestival.com, I think it is, to find their feeds every week.
I guess I have a question regarding, obviously, you've both been incredibly productive during this period, which is something that a lot of artists have been struggling with. Have you found that the lockdown has sort of hindered your creativity, or has it really been a time for you to just hone in on your music and, you know, get the content out that you want to make?
I think personally, well, I think for both of us, initially we were kind of excited to have a bit of downtime to be able to just be creative during that time. And that's how Wilson's Prom was born. And then the second lockdown hit and we felt a little defeated and just, I guess, like everyone else. And then kind of figured out that it was also important to take a bit of time for yourself. And we're going through this pandemic, so like it's okay to not do a lot and just make sure you're okay. Mm. But I think we live in a pretty creative household and we bounce off one another, and that got us through and definitely kind of pushed us creatively in different ways that we wouldn't have done otherwise. So, I'd say we got a lot out of having a lot of time to ourselves.
Yeah.
Silver
lining. Really lucky that to be in the position that we were in, to be able to take the time. We feel very privileged to being the situation that we're in through a pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're very happy with what we got out of it as listeners. That's very selfish of us. But
it was a weird time. Obviously, there's a period where no one brought out any music for a while, and then everyone go, well, we can't not bring out music forever. So, you know, obviously we're releasing music, hearing music, and not necessarily seeing it live as much, but we've still been seeing so many great songs, especially in the last couple of months. There's so many great projects and albums coming out. Yeah, you guys have teamed up with a bunch of different drummers on this EP, as well as some vocals from Katie Wyden from All Our Exes on one of the tracks. This, I mean, really exemplifies, I feel, the collaboration of Melbourne and their artists and musicians all helping each other. And I've really learned, I mean, to be honest, one of the things Isolade really taught me is just how tight and how amazing the Melbourne music community is. Obviously, being in Sydney here, I hear a lot about how amazing Melbourne. We see
so much
great content coming from Melbourne. But Isolade really highlighted that to me and showed just how well everyone gets along, it seems.
Yeah, it's definitely kind of why, a big reason as to why it's so important to kind of continue doing music for all of us, and why it was kind of hit hard when we weren't able to, you know, be around each other and support each other. So you know, things like Isolate and people releasing music and collaboration and all that kind of stuff is kind of the flip side of what happened, I guess, out the back of the restrictions. It's been good though. I think the collaboration side of thing is something that we've always wanted to do and really strive towards. So to be able to kind of do it in lockdown even more so than usual was pretty cool.
Yeah, especially with the drummers thing, because you know we had this restriction where we couldn't get our drummers from our bands to come in physically and play in the studio. And so while that felt like a negative thing at first, it actually opened up doors because it was, okay, well, we can't have them in the studio. We can get them to record at home and send it over to us. Therefore, actually, we could ask any drummer in the whole world.
The world is your oyster. There's so many drummers.
Yeah. Yeah, which is how we got onto Zach from Pine Group, which is one of our ultimate favorite bands.
I love it when
he drums on the best protagonist.
Ah, oh, lovely. We played
that was the track that got us onto you guys. Well
we played last week we played it on. Well, we heard we've been listening to it for a while. We wanted to play that song last week because it was just amazing and getting to talk to you was awesome. When are you guys hoping to play some gigs? You think you're going to be able to get out there and show everyone what Wilson's Prom live?
We were planning to kind of have a big special one-off kind of event where we'd merge our two bands together and have like a 9-piece band and two drummers and make it like themed for the prom and stuff. But obviously it's a little tough right now. So I don't know. I'd still like to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe in the new year. And
we'll do it. Stuff's starting to open.
New Year's theme.
But there's nothing locked in, but we will. I think we'll do something like that.
Awesome. Well, everybody should definitely check out Wilson's Prom. It is such a great EP. You can get it on Bandcamp. In fact, there's only about 7 vinyl left out of 100.
Yeah.
Seven left. I managed to sneak one in today before we ran out. But there's also a bonus track I found on there. It's a little sneaky thing that you hadn't told people.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Bandcamp exclusive.
Oh, my God. I'm giving away the game. But, you know, if you want to get that secret.
No, it's all right. There's 7 left, so it's all good. But, yeah, that was actually the track, one of the first tracks we wrote together 3 years ago. So we kind of brought that back in to tie the project together, which was kind of nice.
A little bit of sentimentality. Never hurt anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, fantastic. We really appreciate your time today. Apologies for the issues at the beginning, but we got there. Merpire and Fields from Wilson's Prom. Thank you so much for joining us on The Tuck Shop on 2SER.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
No
Thank
worries.
You. Have a good one.
We're going to take it out with Shapeshifter, which is the last track from the EP.
twisted.